I think this goes way too far into the future, actually. I think we don't need. I mean, we qu can definitely talk about that, but this is also, to me, this kind of philosophical talk, which is maybe not the best use of our time right now. I don't know. Because I think. I mean, it came up the first time with the Ruby issue, right? Like, this inclusive. Being inclusive versus being exclusive thing. And. Yeah. I mean, if you really want to include every single person, then you need to be able to handle every single person. Then you will know for sure that not every single person will know every single other person, because that's just not possible. So you can never have like one community of people. It's just like it doesn't work. You can have a mindset where every person really feels close to the others. I think that is possible. It's also a little bit utopian maybe, but I think it's possible. But it's not like on an experience level, you know, because you just don't have the time to get to know every single other human being on the earth. So yeah, and I mean, we still have like people who are, well, let's call them unpleasant, who need extra care, who don't fit in with the community easily. You will always have different kinds of communities where just people with different attitudes come together, and some maybe just don't like each other, because that's perfectly normal and totally fine, if you ask me. People are just different. And so I think it's more about this mindset of being, yeah, this is like it was written in Protocol Red, that you just have this family mindset where people just know that, of course, we're gonna share, or of course we're gonna be at the same table, of course we're part of one whole thing, even though I don't like you. I think it was somewhere there was the example with the weird uncle who nobody actually likes, but of course he gets invited to all the family gatherings because it's just part of the family, you know. And you know, in a way, you can trust him even though you don't like him and you don't agree on everything, and maybe you even totally disagree on some things, but that just doesn't matter, because if it's important, then you're gonna support each other. And I think that's basically the big goal we're going for, right? To somehow get this, yeah, this universal trust between people again, which is right now just completely destroyed, because I mean, just watch the news, right? Everybody who does this like on a regular basis will get the impression that the whole world is filled with dangerous murderers and rapists and terrorists. I don't know. And I mean, already in Rome they had the saying homini lupus. Okay, my Latin is bad, I don't know, but like the man is wolf to a man. Like, just watch out, people are dangerous and mean, and I mean, some are, it's just true, right? And I think this is like the most difficult thing to handle for an idealistic movement, project, network, whatever we are, like us. And the thing we had with Robi was the first time where this really was, it became obvious. And I mean, in the end, he got banned from Slack, and I think this was the only intelligent choice we could make, because otherwise a lot of other people would have left, and that would have been a shame, right? He could have destroyed everything, and that is sad. But as long as we don't have the capacity to really handle people like him, they can't be a part of it, I'd say. Especially not online, because that's not the place where people meet. It's just a place where people talk, maybe. And I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but we had a well, I know, I won't call it similar, because it was not similar, but it was. It reminded me of it a little bit, with the Canoodle, who just came back to Slack, posted some things, in general, I think, and then he got. I told him, hey, can you please stick to English? And then Nick told him, hey, random is a good place for stuff like that. And he, like, directly disabled his account and said, "Fuck you, idiots," and went away. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? I mean, seriously, we haven't been mean to him or anything. This is just, I don't know, I didn't really get it. But there are just people who are different, you know, who expect different things and who have different attitudes, and I mean, this is just totally normal, and to talk now, why is not everybody included in Unity? I mean, come on, maybe in 20 years if we're doing really, really, really great, and even that's unrealistic if you ask me. But nevertheless, I think to go for, right? Because in the end, the big goal would be that everybody is included, and that everybody is part of this big universal family where everybody you meet is just it's just gonna be your brother or your sister or your aunt or your uncle or whatever. And that's gonna be wonderful. I hope I'm gonna live to see it.